What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
So tonight, one of my friends and fellow researchers, Philip Kinsella, with us. He's been here before. He and his twin brother, Ronnie, they're just great people. They're on the other side of the pond, and it's always so nice that they're here. Now, Philip now has a new book out called Terrestrial Trespassers, The Grays, Abductions, and Areas of High Strangeness. He's going to talk about that, of course, you know, and say, hey, it's out there. But we're just going to talk in general about grays and abductions and things like that. So, Philip, I want you to go ahead and come in. Welcome back once again to Coast AM. How are you?
Hi, Connie. It's great to be here, and I'm very honored. Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
Yeah, listen, we had some strange. First of all, let's get a background on you. I'm looking at your bio, and it must be, I don't know, 3 pages long. So, what would you like to say about yourself that you would like people to know?
Well, I'm just a regular guy looking for the truth like most people. I think, you know, I didn't really want to come into this subject, but when you are touched by the singularity, mm-hmm. it changes you, because we operate by a system which informs us that UFOs don't exist, cryptozoology doesn't exist, and life after death. And I wanted to explore these areas. And it was only on the onslaught of what people would term an alien abduction that occurred to me in the winter of 1989 here in England that set the ball rolling for me to understand that the phenomena is far more complex than we've been led to believe. So really, I'm just like everyone else, just trying to find the truth, the answers. And yeah, sure, that's why we're here, Connie.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why, yeah, exactly. That's why we're here right now. But you're an author.
Yeah.
And you're a twin, and you're a psychic and medium, clairvoyant. You do all that kind of thing. And of course, what do you call yourself? Do you call yourself an experiencer or an abductee or contactee? Or
I've tried to ask that question about myself for decades. What am I?
What are you, Philip?
Well, I'm not a gray alien, I can assure you of that. But I think, you know, looking into this, you know, certainly with regards to the phenomena, it's multi-complex. And, you know, the area that interested me was this part of the abduction and the grays. And, of course, we know through the media cartel that, you know, Hollywood sensationalized the whole thing and makes out it's this or that. And I think, Connie, this is the problem. I think with regards to a lot of these subject matters, they've been decompartmentalized into certain categories. And this is why we can't make any distinction between one to the other. We know the phenomena is real, and of course, the problem is a lot of people have their own thoughts, which are correct to them, I suppose. You can't tell someone, what is what. But this is the problem, and what we've been trying to do is create patterns or connection links to trying to understand what the greys are, where they come from, their modus operandi. And this kind of like opened up other areas that kind of reminded me about there are connection distinctions to be made between other areas such as Sasquatch and Dogman and elements of the paranormal. So, I think it's really interesting and fascinating, but we have to look outside the box, I think. We have to be a little bit more open to conjecture rather than being forced into a certain mental attitude that I think most of us have been led into because we still don't know what we're dealing with. So this is where we're at the moment with regards to that.
How do you feel about, I'm going to get right into it. How do you feel about people that are just, they just throw it at you like, this is just not real. This you're a nut. This is ridiculous. To me, why are you even here? Why are you even in our circle if that's how you're going to talk? Because really, go somewhere else. You know, let us discuss it. We didn't invite you to come over here and be angry at us. We want to talk about it, learn it, and learn more about what it is. And I believe the people that are like us are people that have experienced it, seen it for ourselves, and that's why we want to dig deeper. We don't need the people on the outside that have never seen anything, never dealt with anything, making it worse. It's already crazy enough. It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And we're not here to say, fight you on it. We want to get together with other people so we can figure out what it is. You feel the same or what's your thoughts?
Yeah. Absolutely. I think through conscious dissidence, what's occurred is that we have a major problem on our hands, and that is through centralized programming from a system that we look up to inform us of truths. And of course, recently, as you know, within your great country in the Pentagon, with situations surrounding David Grush and that with regards to the disclosure that we want, you'll always get those who will tell you that there is no such thing as UFOs, life after death, or, strange creatures from time and space. And I think that the system that we serve has got a problem on its hands now because a lot more reports are being cited. If we go back into the past, I mean, if we think about it, consciousness has been centralized anyway through most organized religion. And, of course, in the heyday, what was occurring was that people were not allowed to think outside the box. And what we're discovering is that the mind is far more powerful than most people have been led to believe, because people just believe, or they've been led to believe, that you live and you die, that's it. But there is purpose behind our existence, I think. And this is very interesting, because when we look at the UFO phenomena, especially, with regards to certain beings, most notably the ones that I've been researching, the greys, that have been around for a while.
Oh, you love those little grays. You love those little grays. Come on. There's tall ones. There's short ones that are, some are a little bluer than others and a little greener, a little grayer. Tell us about the grays, right? Yeah. I mean, they're all sizes. Do you believe that they have a soul, or do you believe that they are some sort of artificial intelligence?
That's interesting. And one of the areas that I've been looking into with regard to the research, and especially with the patterns that have been made with regard to the abduction phenomena, indicates there's two parts to this. And as we have two parts to the human, or at least I understand that we do, we have the biological part, and we also have what is termed as the soul or consciousness. And what's interesting is that my argument was, well, these greys seem elusive. They seem to defy our laws of physics. Most people believe that they're, physical in anatomy, but we don't have any proof that they're around physically. With all the research that's been going on and all the encounters, we can't seem to grab one and hold on to one.
I've heard some stories of people that have in regressions that that they would slap them and smack them and do the best they could, right? Because usually they're pretty frozen. They're pretty stiff at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, and Phil, that this is interesting because when we look at the greys in terms of what they are, what they're looking for, we know that through certain research areas that they've been interested in hybridization. Now, it's interesting when you talk about the physicality of them, because I believe that, you know, when the greys come into our reality, what's happening is that they defy our laws, literally. I mean, they can come through walls and doors. They're able to read people's minds. They're very powerful when it comes to overriding an individual. And what I believe happens is that we have to be brought into their timeless, spaceless domain, as it were. So I'm not going to go into the experiences that I went through back in 1989, because that's long-winded, but it demonstrated clearly that there were two parts to this. One occurred on a physical level of integration, and the other on a non-physical, i.e. I was able to go through solid matter. So I believe that what happens is that greys are interested in what makes us tick as human beings. They're interested in those aspects that make us individual, because we understand that greys are not individual. And sure, I agree with you, they come across as some kind of clone or some kind of AI construct, but not, I think, in the AI that we're aware of in terms of a technical level. So the greys are interested in reproduction. They're interested in hybridization. Why is this the species that itself cannot reproduce? This is the question I wanted to ask. I mean, when I was abducted, I didn't see any hybridization program, but it certainly created some kind of opening within my mind to say, first of all, well, they must be real because I interacted with them, or they interacted with me. And the whole experience was really bizarre. And, you know, most people, when they have an abduction, most of their memories are secreted. I could remember everything of the experience that I had. And this may indicate another area of how they're
able to... That you know of, right?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We recently had some monumental news that no one is really talking about. For the first time in our history, the interest we pay on the national debt surpassed every individual budget item except Social Security. That's right, the U.S. now spends more on interest than on national defense or even Medicare. And it's only getting worse as big government continues to spend like crazy. That's why savvy investors, central banks, and concerned savers are turning to gold. Something not tied to the inflated U.S. dollar, you can too with the help of the Birch Gold Group. For more than 20 years, the Birch Gold Group has helped thousands of Americans protect their savings by converting an IRA or 401k into an IRA in physical gold. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free no-obligation info kit on gold. Birch Gold has earned my trust in their education-first approach. Their thousands of happy customers and their countless five-star reviews protect your savings. Text COAST to 989898.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
I mean, you remember, like you may say, I remember every bit of it, but that you remember what you remember. You never know. There might be some things you don't remember at all.
Yeah.
Right? You know, because you wouldn't even know, right?
Yeah. I mean, certainly through the past. I mean, you know,
right.
We all... our experiences, I think, you know, cataloguing these experiences, which we do. But what's interesting about the greys is that they are elusive. And, you know, that I think that they seem to be some kind of construct that's removed itself away from creation. And this is the thing, Connie, this is the really complicated part of this, because the UFO phenomena, abductions and all the rest of it have been decompartmentalized. There's no way for us to make distinctions between one to the other. And this is why I think we're restricted within our viewpoint of what we're looking at. So within ufology, we go around in circles because most people believe, and, you know, that they are physical craft. And I'm not saying that they're not, but there seems to be several components which are quite interesting with regards to UFOs themselves, or now UAPs. Strange that the...
No, stick with UFOs, please. Please, yeah. Just say UFO, please. Thank you.
Say that please. The acronym changed, interestingly, for, you know, a subject that does, that's not meant to exist. And it's been given a more earthlier title, but with UFOs. So when the UFOs come into our space of reality, they seem to be able to distort time and space. And that's interesting. And I think when the abduction phenomena occurs, what happens is that these greys come in on a much stronger level of conscious interaction, almost overriding the individual. And I believe what happens at that point is that the greys then, you know, come into your system of reality and bring you into their reality. And this is where the interaction is possible. If you look at the near-death experience, for instance, and people say, oh, no, I only believe in the UFOs, but not life after death. But we have to look at the parallels here. With regards to NDE, mm-hmm. we can see that there are connections to be made in an experience of someone crossing over, going into
yes.
a life, existing in a timeless, spaceless domain, communicating with loved ones or high masters with telepathy. And what's interesting is that if the individual that's left the body, if their body is diseased, there seems to be a correction when the consciousness or soul of that individual that returns back from the experience, they seem to come go through some kind of transmutation, you know, of renewed health. Now, it's interesting that when the greys abduct someone, when they interact with that individual, whatever they do to the etheric body or the astral body, as it were, because I believe that we're dealing with something that operates on varied levels of reality, and this is why we can't, you know, grab hold of them and say, well, you know, you're here, you're with us. These critters are very clever. So in terms of our sense of reality, we've been programmed as humans to believe that the physical world is the only world there is. But we have to understand there are varied other levels of realities beyond our current perception of what we consider to be real. So I believe that the system that we serve has not helped, and it's got a problem on its hands because it says, you know, UFOs aren't real, but more and more people now than ever before are reporting them. They're catching them on camera. And the area of abductions, I mean, it's all very well to believe in something, and yes, it's there, but we can't touch it, that's safe ground. But when it comes in within the full integration of the individual, that's where things change. That's where things become serious. And this is why, you know, our understanding of the greys as they are is rather confusing, because they come in different guises, the tall greys, the short ones, the different colored ones. But at the end of the day, Connie, I think what's happening is that they are integrating on a personal level with the person, with the abductee or the experiencer, and we are of interest to them on a biological and spiritual level. So they're obviously after something that they want from us. There's something that they need from us, and it feels that this program has been an ongoing kind of like sort of cycle for them for some time. So it's, I think the phenomena is nothing new. I think it's been here for a very long time.
What do you think they're here for? You said you think they're here for something. What do you think that they're looking for?
Well, there is something about the human that they're interested in. We are individual. We have our own personalities. We have, for want of a better word, a soul, consciousness. We are, you know, unique in that sense. But what's interesting is that we don't know enough about our genesis. We don't know where we come from. We don't know who created us. That story has been, you know, mucked up, as it were. Again, through a lot of changes within codices going back into the Antediluvian cultures as well. The greys themselves, I think, you know, through replication, through the act of replication, maybe it's possible that they have counseled themselves out of creation. And this also brings into the fray the life after death concept about the human. As I said, there are two parts. We have the biological part and we have the spiritual part, if I can use that word lightly, or the soul part. My understanding is that life is just not, you know, mechanical. We know that now through quantum research, that there is survival, I believe, after death. And that the question that I wanted to ask is, if we end up cloning ourselves, that means not coming through the normal processing channel of reproduction that, you know, hold on to the memories that we have from one side of life to the other, that we carry forward and take back with us. If we go through a centralized reproduction program that is cloning, well, it could be that we're counseling ourselves out of that creational, that link with divine. And it's possible that the graves are trying to find an aspect of what they are through us. And, you know, this is why I go back to that point of why would a species that can't reproduce be interested in reproduction? I mean, I have several theories about that, but it certainly tells me that the graves are interested in what makes us as human, because they seem so far removed from the human. And you have people who have alternative ideas about them. Some people believe they're us from the future. They're an AI construct. I mean, it's possible that from their dimension of reality, wherever they come from, that they could perhaps be projecting themselves like remote viewers and then, of course, remote influencing in our world. And this is why people report, you know, seeing them coming through walls and then being taken through solid matter themselves. And this investigation occurring that is almost like some type of medical procedure and very frightening. And I've had people say to me, you know, oh, no, the graves are here to help us, but let's be real here.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series. A smart TV built by the streaming pros.